The illusion of choice. Is it real or simply a script? Chapter 2, Encountering the NPCs, Shadows of Consciousness. It started to feel like everyone around us was running on autopilot. Everyone except Scott and me. The people in the office, on the streets, even in the coffee shop we often visited. Everywhere we went, they moved like they had a script in their head, something telling them what to do next. As Scott and I sat in the lab, I couldn't help but wonder how much was human nature, or was it something else? There was the sound of footsteps passing, murmured conversation in the background. And Alejandra says thoughtfully to Scott, "Do you see it? The people, they're not even thinking. They're just going through the motions." And Scott says quietly, "Yeah, just keep it down." But Alejandra continues, "They act just like the AI, following the same paths over and over and over, and never growing tired of it." With that, a glitch arises. Both of them shudder involuntarily at the glitch. And Alejandra turns to Scott and asks a compelling question. "Do you think they notice that they're just repeating themselves?" And Scott murmurs more to himself, "Well, maybe that's the problem. If they don't notice, does it even matter?" There is the sound of a nearby printer starting up, the hum of office machines growing louder, almost blending into a mechanical, rhythmical noise. It was subtle at first, the way people moved. But once the two noticed, it became impossible not to unsee. Each step, each gesture was too perfect, too scripted. Like everybody was a character in a game, following commands. The cafe that Alejandra and I went to was nearly packed. Just like always, and people ordering the same drinks, sitting in the same places, having the same conversations, but something felt different today. Maybe it was me, or maybe it was Alejandra, or even something else. The two sit at a small table, observing the crowd, and the background noise continues, cups clinking, hushed voices blending into the ambient sound. And Alejandra says thoughtfully to Scott, "Did you see that? People, not even thinking, just going through their daily routines and looking at the menu, but not even reading it." And Scott says quietly, "Yeah, something's going on." And then Scott has a disturbing insight. "What if we're the same, Alejandra? What if we're just following a script too?" There's a brief pause. Alejandra glances at Scott, a flicker of doubt crossing her face, and a distant sound of a train whistle is faintly heard. The whistle adds an even greater surreal nature to the atmosphere, and Alejandra, after a moment, says softly, "I don't know, Scott. I don't want to believe what you're saying, but maybe you're right." There is a low rumble in the distance, almost like thunder, as the scene transitions, and the two head back from the coffee shop to the lab they work at. After my conversation with Alejandra, and now back in the lab, the question just wouldn't leave me. I watched the AI models run through their loops, and all I could think was, are we any different? There was a sound of keys tapping, machines whirring, and Scott's fingers resting lightly on the keyboard, his eyes fixed on all of the AI models cycling through the same programmed routines. He finally turns to Alejandra with quiet intensity. "What if we try to break the loop? Add something unpredictable, something random?" And Alejandra, pausing, looking up from her monitor, says, "Well, what do you mean?" She turns her chair, adjusting it. There was a slight creak of the seat as she turns to face Scott. And Scott says softly, but with urgency, "I mean, what if we're wrong? What if we can't break out?" And Alejandra, frowning slightly, tries to grasp what he's saying. So you're talking about us? And Scott nods. Yeah. The models recreate the routines that they follow. It's all code. Pre-written paths. What if we're just the same? What if all of our choices are already scripted out and we're just following our own programming? We may have programmed ourselves. A soft, distant wind begins to pick up outside the lab, barely audible, as if signaling something ominous. And Alejandra, slightly nervous but intrigued, says, "Well, that's a big what if, Scott. What if we can break out? What if that's the whole point of this? Figuring out how to break the loop." And Scott pauses, his voice lowering. "And what if we can't? What if everything we're doing right now, this very conversation, it's all part of the program?" His friend watches him, a flicker of doubt crossing her face. The hum of machines grows louder, filling the silence between them. And Alejandra softly says, "If we can't break out, what does that mean for us?" And Scott responds, "I really don't know. But I need to find out." The soft wind outside picks up again, mingling with the whir of machines in the lab. The scene fades as Scott and Alejandra sit in quiet contemplation, the question of their own agency hanging in the air. "After everything that happened with Scott and all that we talked about, I needed something normal. So I spoke to Stacy, and she suggested that we get our nails done. And for once, I couldn't argue with that. But even as the polish went on, I couldn't stop thinking about the conversation that I'd had with Scott. And I thought about things like justice and free will. It was all swirling around in my head. And somehow Stacy's casual comments always managed to hit a nerve." There is the sound of a gentle hum of the nail dryer, clinks of nail polish bottles being set down. Stacy, playfully leaning back in her chair, says, "Finally, it's a time to relax. I swear the world doesn't stop, does it? Work has been brutal lately. For me, it's one Pilates class after another. It's like people can't get enough workouts in." And Alejandra, distracted, staring at her nails, says, "Oh yeah, brutal." And Stacy says, "Well, seriously though, sometimes I feel like I'm just on autopilot, doing what everyone expects. Scheduling classes, enrolling people, taking their payments, going to the bank. You ever get that feeling?" "More than you think," Alejandra says. There is a sound of a nail technician applying polish, the soft brush strokes blending into the background. Alejandra fidgets slightly, lost in thought. And Stacy, laughing lightly, says, "Come on, Alejandra. You've been off all day. What the heck's going on with you?" And Alejandra sighs. "Well, it's just that I've been thinking about choices, you know, like, do we really have control over anything that we do? Or are we just following the same old script?" And Stacy raises an eyebrow, saying, "Oh boy, the same talk we had during the Pilates class." And Alejandra, leaning back in her chair, continues, "I'm serious. I mean, think about it. We spend so much time judging people, for example, in the courts, and we hold them accountable for things they've done. But what if they really never had a choice? What if all of us are just following some kind of program?" The sound of the nail technician finishing one hand and moving on to the next is heard. There's also the faint click of bottles being opened. And Stacy pauses, thinking it over. "Wait, you're talking about things like justice? You're not even in the justice system. You work in a lab with robotics. You mean you want to know if we can blame people if they didn't really choose to do the bad stuff? Is that your question?" And Alejandra nods. "Well, that's my exact question. If everything's already decided, if we're just acting out roles, then how fair is it to punish anyone for anything?" Stacy sits up straighter, her curiosity piqued. Well, I don't know, Alejandra. That's kind of a dangerous way to think, isn't it? I mean, if no one's responsible for anything, then what's the point of having laws, of having consequences? And Alejandra says softly, I'm not saying there shouldn't be consequences, but what if we're punishing people for things they really had no control over? What if we've been wrong this entire time? Stacy leans back in her chair, contemplative. Well, that's heavy. But maybe you're overthinking it, no? I mean, sure, some things are out of control, but people are still making choices. They're deciding what to do, good or bad, right? And Alejandra contends, but what if they don't? What if they're just reacting, following a program that they don't even realize is running? Stacy pauses, looking at Alejandra more seriously. I guess what you're saying is there has to be a balance. Even if we're all just part of some bigger plan, people still need to take responsibility. Otherwise, we'd have total chaos. You just can't let everyone off the hook because they didn't choose it, they would say. That would create an incredible amount of, well, free criminals. And Alejandra says quietly, well, maybe you're right. But maybe it's a chaos we've been living in all along without even knowing it. The two sit in silence, the weight of their conversation lingering, the scene fading with a distant, almost imperceptible gust of wind outside. We decided to meet, Alejandra and I, for a burger and a brew. In a world that suddenly felt too scripted, too predictable, there was one thing that seemed real, and that was, for me, Alejandra. Her presence felt like an anchor in a sea of automatons, and every conversation with her, every look started to feel different, like we were the only ones who could see through the illusion. There was a sound of glasses being set down, chairs scraping softly as Scott and Alejandra sit together, the hum of the bar quieter now, more intimate. Alejandra says almost teasingly, so Scott, you ever think about maybe it's just the two of us who aren't on autopilot, that everyone else is, you know, just playing their part? She leans in slightly, her voice a soft but curious tone, as if testing the waters. Scott laughs, trying to play it off. Well, yeah, or maybe we're the crazy ones, seeing things that aren't really there. And Alejandra smirks, well, maybe we are. But if we are the only ones, I'm glad we're crazy together. She nudges him playfully, her tone light, but with a hint of something deeper. Scott glances at her, and for a moment, their eyes meet. And there's a flicker of something unspoken, a connection beyond their usual banter. We've been friends for years, Alejandra and I. She was the constant in a world that suddenly felt so unpredictable, so unreal. But this was new. And the way she looked at me and the way I felt inside, that was different too. You know, Allie, it's just strange. You know, we've worked in the lab for so long and now it feels like we're seeing things differently. It's like the world changed overnight. And Alejandra says softly, or maybe we changed. Maybe we're seeing things for what they really are. She places her hand on his arm, a simple gesture, but it feels weighted with meaning. Scott tenses slightly, not sure how to respond. He looks at her again, trying to read her expression, but she just smiles softly, her eyes warm. And slightly flirtatious, Alejandra says, you ever wonder what it would be like, Scott, if we weren't just friends? Scott tries to laugh it off. Well, I never really thought about it like that. And Alejandra grins, liar. She leans back in her chair watching him, still smiling but not pushing further. Scott looks down at his drink, his mind racing. The truth was, I had thought about it. I'd thought about Alejandra a lot. Maybe not consciously, maybe not in words, but there was always something there between us, something I was afraid to acknowledge. Maybe it was the fear of losing what we had as friends, what we'd built over the years, or maybe it was the realization that in a world where everything felt scripted, whatever it was between us was the only thing that felt real. And after a pause, Scott says softly, "Well, maybe I did think about it once or twice." Alejandra's smile softens, and for a moment there's a shared understanding between them, something unspoken but undeniable. And she says, "Well, I'm not going anywhere, so maybe you should think about it a little more." Alejandra and Scott, they were the only ones who saw it, the unsettling truth beneath the surface. And in that moment of shared understanding, something deeper between them finally came to light.